Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks, the away team in this game, wearing their road black, silver numbers trimmed in whites, and silver trim as well. Deja Rain stepped into the center circle for the Streaks, and for St. Anthony, it is Meg Richards, and I'm guessing Meg must be maybe 5'8". She might be slightly taller than Deja. Streaks, the same starting lineup they've gone with throughout the season. Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson, Deja Range, Riley Jenkins, and Chloe McCarthy. And the tip won easily by the Streaks. St. Anthony, as Coach Massey mentioned, comes out in an aggressive man-to-man defense. Deja Range, top of the key. St. Anthony, as Deja drives down the right side of the lane, and a reach is going to be called. I believe it's going to go against Meg Richards.
Nope.
Oh, no, it goes against Claire McHugh.
That's a good start, as Claire McHugh leads the tournament after two games in scoring with 44 points. So definitely the focal point of the St. Anthony offense.
Inbound comes to Andrea Sampson, left side. Now it's Riley Jenkins out of the center circle. St. Anthony, they're home white with red numbers. And is that blue? Looks like blue and red trim. Shot top of the key. Kelsey Legg, a three-pointer up and gets the shooter's roll. So Kelsey Legg gets into the action early with a three-pointer. Streaks with a 3-0 lead, 7:29 to play here in the first quarter.
And it is Kelsey Legg that gets tabbed to take on Claire McHugh here in the man-to-man for the Streaks.
And McHugh, again, a little bit taller. She's one of them that may be 5'8 to 5'9 in the paint. This is Richards. Puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Andrea Sampson able to run it down for the Streaks. Now it's Riley Jenkins across midcourt, left side to Chloe McCarthy out between the circles. Backdoor pass to Kelsey Legg, and the pass was a little bit behind her. Kelsey couldn't hold on. I think she might have taken her eye off a little bit, but I think Chloe didn't lead her enough on that, got a little bit behind her.
Yeah, that can be a tough pass. It was thrown to her back shoulder while she was cutting forward, cutting to the rim. And you know, once you get that back shoulder pass, you've really got to look it in if you're going to catch it.
And something the Streaks do well in what they were doing there, that back door against an aggressive defense. This is McHugh with it, puts it on the floor. Nice job by Kelsey Legg, cutting off. Kicks it out to Kinkler. Kinkler now gives to McHugh, top of the key. She'll dribble left, picked up by Andrea Sampson now. Out between the circles, it goes to Kinkler. Shea Kinkler on the dribble, goes into the paint, throws up kind of a wild shot and missed it. And the rebound is going to have a tie-up. And that's what Coach Massey said. He said that they put up a lot of shots that they don't have any idea if they're going to go in, and they don't care what it looks like. They're hoping to draw some contact. But the Streaks defensively weren't close enough that there would have been a foul called on that anyway. Possession arrow points towards St. Anthony. Top of the key, this is Gibson. Now it's Kinkler. Now to McHugh. 10-footer from the left wing, no good. And the rebound comes down to Deja Range for the Streaks. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Out high right side to Andrea Sampson. Tried to get it inside to Deja. The pass got tapped. Deja runs it down. Now Andrea comes away with it. Now Riley Jenkins out near the center circle. Good hustle by the Streaks to recover. And now Riley that time on the pick and roll got herself a little tied up and the pass stolen away. McHugh brings it back the other way. A runner in the paint rolls up and in. Just let it fly. It went in. And the Streaks lead 3-2.
Well, a good decision there is the Streak defense is coming for her.
Andrea Sampson for three right wing. That one's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Richards for St. Anthony. Now it's Claire McHugh, their leading scorer, out high. Left baseline, it goes to Richards, working against Deja Range. Now goes to the left elbow, spins down the lane, left side, lays it up and in.
Bucket by 22.
And that is Meg Richards, and the first lead for St. Anthony, 4-3, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Chloe McCarthy with it, down the right side of the lane, splits the defenders, lays it up and in.
Second by 32, Chloe McCarthy.
Nice job by Chloe, because she had to get through two defenders and push the ball through. One of them had their hand on it, she got through and got a clear lane to the basket, laid it up and in. Streaks retake the lead, 5-4. Coach Massey with his first substitutions up and ready to come in as Richards has it between the circles, right wing to Kinkler. Now down to the right block, it goes to Gibson. Sidney Gibson turns and puts it up and in.
Well, right there, Riley got caught behind a screen, was able to fight through, and a nice curl cut by Gibson to get the ball and finish it.
6-5 St. Anthony, Riley Jenkins gets herself bottled up, and their streaks are getting a 5 call if they're not careful. And I don't know if he wasn't counting it first or not, because I thought there was a 5 there, but finally she got it away to Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley has it out near the center circle again. 6-5 St. Anthony, 4:39 to play first quarter. Riley Jenkins on the dribble, gives to Andrea Sampson, left baseline for 3, good!
3-22.
She was on target with the first one a little bit long and nailed that one. Second three-pointer of the game for the streaks, make it 8-6 Galesburg with 4:25 to play here in the first quarter. Kinkler out far on the right side, out between the circles to Richards, left wing to McHugh. McHugh goes out high between the circles to Gibson. Gibson drives in, gets it down to Kinkler on the left block, puts up the 5-footer, good.
Second by 12, Shea
first basket
Kinkler.
For Shea Kinkler, and make it 8 apiece with 4:05 to play. Now Andrea with another 3 right side, too strong again, and the rebound comes down to Abby Repking for
that's
St.
One,
Anthony.
That's one where Streaks probably wish they would have taken a little bit more time, at least get a rebounder down there.
Top of the key, Kinkler, and a near steal by Kelsey Legg, but McHugh's able to come up. It goes to the left baseline, drive shot, blocked.
Oh,
blocked
wow.
From behind by Andrea Sampson, and a late whistle. Wow, Andrea
jeez.
Blocked it, and both players came down. The ball came down, then he blew the whistle. Wow, that's the first on Andrea, and Claire McHugh will go to the free throw line, but that's what this team does. They're able to get to the free throw line, but I thought that was a good defensive play by Andrea.
Yeah, and he... You know, he's calling it on the body, but I thought she did a good job reaching up above and knocking it away without having that contact.
Yeah, and again, a really, really late whistle, too. First free throw up and in as Lexi and Lauren Livingston check in. Also, Chelsea Stevenson in as Andrea Sampson, Deja Range, and Kelsey Legg will get a break. Chloe McCarthy, Riley Jenkins stay on the floor for the streaks. Claire McHugh. Senior for St. Anthony. Second shot up, and that one in and out, no good. And the rebound's going to go off the streaks last. Both Chelsea Stevens and Lexi Tucker had a hand on it, couldn't reel it in. It's going to go back to St. Anthony, who leads 9-8.
Right there, Chelsea Stevenson has to take control because Lexi had the block out. So she's got to hold that block out, and Chelsea has to go get the basketball.
Now Riley Guy gets the inbound pass and traveled with it, and the streaks get it back. 3:44 to play first quarter. It's 9-8 St. Anthony. If the streaks win, they'll be undefeated in pool play, and they will move on to play the second-place team in Pool B or Pool A tonight at 8:30. If they lose, they'll play the first-place team in the other pool, which was Altamont, and that would be at 7 o'clock.
I don't know that that's determined because all the teams would be 2-1,
oh,
right?
That's true. Yeah, that is true. So, I forgot about that. So it'll go to point spread.
Right.
As Riley Jenkins drives left side, puts the runner up, can't hit, but she gets fouled, and I think it's going to go against Sidney Gibson.
And I was wrong about it being point spread. It's defensive points. It's points allowed. Fewest points allowed.
Of which we're in a good position there because we've only given up 40 points apiece the first two games. As Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with 2 shots and hits the first. Riley in the game, the late game yesterday, went 6-for-7 from the free throw line on her way to a double-double, 16 points, 11 assists. Also had a couple of steals and a couple of rebounds. Second shot up and good as well. Her first 2 points of the morning. 10-9 streaks, 3:22 to play first quarter.
With Kelsey leg out, Riley's going to get the defensive assignment against Claire Hughes.
Riley Guy dumped it down underneath, and that should have been a travel, not called on Taylor Beasley. And now gets to McHugh down the lane right side. Can't hit, rebound Lexi Tucker. Now it's Riley Jenkins with it. Across midcourt, right side, picks up, gives to Lexi Tucker on the right wing.
How's that not foul?
not called, and her pass is knocked away. It's going to go back to the streaks in front of the St. Anthony bench.
You know, it's all about consistency. If you're not going to call that, then there's no way the foul on Andrea should have been called down here because that was all body right there. She just leaned right into Lexi after she lost her balance.
And I was afraid that maybe they were going to call a travel on Lexi after she got bumped there, and I'm not sure if she picked up the pivot foot or not, but that's what worried me on that because she wouldn't have moved if she wouldn't have gotten bumped. But did not make the call. Riley Jenkins with it. Back in. Deja Range, Kelsey Legg, and Andrea Sampson. Riley with it. Left wing. Hesitation dribble. Now pulls it out. Lost a handle on it. Now Lauren Livingston picks it up. She's got it on the wing. She'll penetrate. Gets into the paint. Now kicks out to Andrea Sampson on the high right side. Wide open three. Good. They left her alone. She thought about driving, and then the defense dropped back, and Andrea puts it up and in. Her second of the game. 13-9 streaks. 2:35 to play first quarter.
Who's that pass from? Sorry, I missed
Lauren Livingston.
Thank you.
Right side. This is Kinkler with it. On the wing, gets a pick. Nice look underneath, but kick back out. to Repking. Now this is Guy puts up the shot, no good. The runner from the left side, Deja Range with another rebound. 13-9 streaks. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, hands off to Riley to Andrea Sampson. Now it's Lauren Livingston near the center circle. Now Deja Range, top of the key. Looks over the defense, gets to Andrea Sampson, left wing, turns, fires a three. That one got partially blocked. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Top of the key, Kelsey Legg for three. That one got blocked, and that should go to the streaks because that was blocked, and they didn't see that it got blocked out front. It was, I'm not sure who got a hand on it. It might have been Beasley.
But was that, Kelsey Legg on that three?
Yeah. So it goes back to St. Anthony with under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. At high, this is Repking with it. Left wing, it goes to Guy. Guy on the dribble. Kicks over to Kinkler. Now right wing, it goes to McHugh. McHugh on the dribble, goes to have the key. Now penetrates down the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer. Good.
Nice move right there by McHugh. She turned that corner hard and then pulled up and just shot the short little jumper over the top of the defense.
1:30 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 13-11. McHugh with 5 of their 11. Left baseline, Lauren Livingston. Out high left side, Deja Range. Now Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Kelsey Legg penetrates from the left side, gets tripped up and lost her balance, lost the ball, and Kinkler comes away with it. Down court to McHugh,
Nobody, all alone left side.
Yep, Streaks got lost on that one, and Coach Massey calls a timeout, didn't like what he saw there. And we are tied at 13. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. Tied at 13, 108 to play first quarter. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us. And thanks to Galesburg Nissan as they provide our transportation when we are on the road for Streaks football games, basketball games, boys or girls. They help us out and get us to and from. And we're driving a really nice pre-owned 2017 Nissan Murano. Nice deep blue color. And one of the great things with that, well, a little less than 25,000 miles on this one, the Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty. Now, Galesburg Nissan is the home of the Lifetime Warranty. And all vehicles 5 years old or newer with less than 100,000 miles, yes, you have this. Now, what about it? Unlimited time, unlimited miles, and no cost to you. That's right. Doesn't cost you a penny. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, and you get that with this vehicle we're driving or all the brand new ones, and they've got their end-of-year clearance going on right now as well. So check them out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson. Home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Backdoor pass from Lauren Livingston.
Wow.
Riley Jenkins put it up and in, and she's fouled.
Riley absorbed a bunch of contact there and still was able to get the ball up and in. A nice, strong play by the sophomore.
Abby Repking picks up the foul, and Riley with a chance of the traditional three-point play. She's got four in the game now with 56.7 to play. Oh, free throw went in and out, no good, but Lauren Livingston brings the rebound down. To Chloe McCarthy, three out higher from the right side. That's going to be short. Now Riley Jenkins saves it in bounds. Oh, they're going to say she stepped on the end line when she tried to save it in. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure here, though, with 49.9 to play in the quarter, leading 15-13. Inbound comes to Gibson in the backcourt. Nearly carried it. Finally picks it up, gets it across to Guy. Guy left of the center circle with 40 seconds to play. Now gives to Kinkler on the left wing. Out between the circles, it goes to Richards. Now it's Guy on the right wing. Guy at the free throw line gives to Gibson. Now left wing, Repking. Now top of the key, Kinkler for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. Andrea across the timeline. Coach Massey yelling for one shot. 17 seconds to play in the quarter. Riley Jenkins in the center.
He's counting. I don't think Riley knows it.
Yep, now he stopped it for a second, then started again. Now Riley goes left, goes to the baseline, and kicks it over to right baseline to Andrea Sampson for three. In and out, no good. Lauren Livingston, the rebound, got fouled on the putback, can't hit
you
it.
You know, I didn't think he was going to call that, and I was going to say that was pretty egregious.
Foul went against Shea Kinkler. That's their fourth team foul. And Lauren Livingston goes to the free throw line with two shots. I know the Streaks are trying to work for one. Actually, it kind of worked out that way with 1.4 seconds left
right,
as Lauren hits the first.
These officials have some slow whistles this morning. I don't know if they're just waking up or.
Second shot up and good for Lauren Livingston. Streaks lead 17-13 and no shot even for St. Anthony. They got it across midcourt. We played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streak 17, the St. Anthony Bulldogs 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
It's the big end-of-year sale at Planet Fitness. For just $1 down and $10 a month, you'll get tons of equipment, free fitness training, and a totally comfortable place to go at your own pace. Get all this for just $1 down and $10 a month. This big deal is kinda a big deal. Don't miss it. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
Join in Galesburg next to Yim Chevrolet. Hurry, this offer ends Friday, December 28th.
See club for details.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
One quarter in the books for the third game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham, 17-13. Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Deja Range on the right wing with it. Out high right side, it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley Jenkins, top of the key, out high right side. Andrea Sampson for a long three. Good! Her third of the ball game. She had three in yesterday morning's ball game. She's got nine, make it 20-13. Biggest lead for the Streaks with 7:40 to play in the first half.
And you could tell she's getting confident from in this gym because that one was a couple feet behind the three-point arc.
This is Richards, penetrates, cut off by Deja Range, now throws it away. It's going to go into the backcourt.
Oh, that should have been, she stepped on the line.
Yeah, she stepped over the mid-court line. They didn't call the over and back. Wow. I thought maybe he'll blow it now. He's really slow with his whistle.
Right.
Kinkler with it. Drives to the right side, gets to McHugh on the left wing. I mean, I don't know how he didn't see that because where we're at, we could see she was over the half-court line. McHugh puts up a wild shot, didn't hit, but gets her own rebound, and now, wow. She missed the second shot, but she came down, and they called a push.
They're going to call it on Kelsey Legg.
On Kelsey Legg. And if there's any contact, it may have been some after she came down after the shot, but they were calling it on the shot. So Claire McHugh goes to the free throw line with two shots, and I guess that's what Coach Massey said they do. They get to the line, but now she's just 1-for-3 as she missed that one. First foul on Kelsey Legg, just the second team foul on the Streaks here this morning. Galesburg High boys playing over at Taylorville. That game on WGIL, 93.7 FM, 1400 AM. McHugh hits the second, make it 20-14. Streaks just over 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins hands off to Andrea Sampson. Now at high left side, it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Now Deja Range, top of the key, to Andrea Sampson, left wing. They closed out on her, couldn't get the three off that time. She'll bring it out, then bounces for Riley Jenkins near the center circle. Riley dribbles left, gets picked from Chloe McCarthy, pick and roll.
Nope.
And a little bit too late on the pass. It got knocked away, and Effingham or St. Anthony had it briefly, but Chloe McCarthy gets it back. Andrea Sampson swings it over to Chloe McCarthy. Now Kelsey Legg gives to Riley Jenkins near the center circle.
What Riley didn't see on the last pick and roll is the post player staying home under the basket, so you got to go weak side like that.
Oh, nice backdoor pass to Deja Range. Deja just a little bit too hard. It rolled off the front of the rim. Ah, just and I thought that was one of those that she actually missed Chloe initially on that one. And again, where's the contact? The Deja just got called for a foul as Richard spun to the basket.
Yeah, they're spinning away from the streak players.
Yeah. Wow. First on Deja, so Meg Richards goes to the free throw line with two shots. Yeah, I mean, there's no contact because Deja didn't go up with her.
No.
She was actually back away from her because she spun away from her, so Deja was just back with her hands up. So I don't know what in the world that
call
was.
And, you know, the other thing, and it's, again, if you're going to call contact like that, be consistent because there's been all kinds of contact at the other end of the floor.
Richards hits both free throws, make it 20-16 with 6:15 to play in the first half. Streaks with a lead.
I mean, geez, Lexi had somebody fall on her
yeah.
and there was no foul called.
Deja, top of the key, gives to Riley on the left wing, bounces to Chloe down the left block, fakes up and under, puts it up and good. Chloe McCarthy with her second basket and make it 22-16 Streaks, under 6 minutes to play first half. McHugh across midcourt, gives to Kinkler, left side on the dribble, goes to the left elbow, to the free throw line, now gives to Richards, penetrates, kicks back out. This time to Gibson down the right side. Throws up a wild shot, but that one goes in. Sydney Gibson with her second basket, 22-18 Streaks.
Well, in all fairness, if I'm St. Anthony at this rate, I'm just continuing to drive in the lane and try to get contact, throw the ball towards the rim.
That's kind of what Coach Massey indicated that they do. So it doesn't look like they care if the shot's going to go in or not. They're just hoping to get a call. But the unfortunate thing for the Streaks is some of those that look like they don't care are the ones that have gone in for them.
Right.
Deja out high left side, now to Andrea Sampson in the center circle. Andrea on the dribble, goes right, gets a pick from Deja. Now picks up, gives to Riley Jenkins out high left side, and she'll bring it back out between the circles. And a very aggressive defense from St. Anthony. There's a double Riley Jenkins.
Chloe's got to notice slide down there.
Yeah.
Her defender came out the double team Riley. She's got to cut to the basket when that happens.
Now nobody cut Kinkler off. She went right to the basket down the right side and missed it. But the rebound comes out. Should be a travel. Yep. As who was that that came down with it?
Ripken.
Ripken came down and fell with it. Streak's got a break there as Kinkler just missed it. And it was almost looked like a slow motion because she's not very fast with the ball. And just missed the shot.
Well, sometimes that's the best speed to go at because everybody thinks somebody's going to pick her up, and then nobody does. it's the player streaking down the floor that everybody gets concerned about because they see her going all the way in, and they think, okay, well, she's going for the rim. The slow player, not so much.
At that speed, you thought she had a better chance to make it. Riley Jenkins drives down the left side, can't get the shot to fall. Kinkler with the rebound. Gives to McHugh. She'll bring it across right side. Gives to Repping down on the right baseline. Leans in. Stolen away by Lauren Livingston, but Lauren lost it out of bounds. She kind of ripped it away and just couldn't hang on to it.
Right, couldn't get the ears on it.
So to go back to St. Anthony as they bring Taylor Beasley back in, also Riley Guy. So inbounding will be McHugh from the right baseline. And it comes out high right side. Three-pointer up by Gibson is no good. Rebound's going to fall out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 4:27 to play first half. It's Galesburg 22, St. Anthony 18. Riley Jenkins across midcourt. In the center circle, dribbles right, now picks up, and is stolen away by McHugh. And Riley thought there was contact there, and McHugh runs down there. Oh, my goodness. Now, Riley was running alongside McHugh and kind of stepped away, and McHugh, jumped into her, and Riley gets called for the foul. So that's going to be her first foul. That's 14 fouls now on the Streaks, and Coach Massey calls the timeout. It's full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:15 to play first half. Galesburg 22, St. Anthony 18. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car. Accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
4:15 to play in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the St. Anthony Bulldogs 22-18. And, you know, Coach Massey called the timeout. The Streaks are still in control, but it just seems like the momentum has shifted a little bit, but the Streaks still with the four-point lead. And Coach Massey just wanted to talk it over a little bit. And you know, I think that's the thing he's trying to get through. When they're going up for the shot, get away from them. And I think that's kind of what Riley tried to do there, but she just didn't get far enough away. And you know, if you're anywhere near, they're calling the foul.
Right. Final from Taylorville. Streaks improved to 8-4 with a 74-47 lead win over Dunlap. I guess according to Brad Benowitz, Mike Reynolds called a timeout midway with about in the third quarter, leading by 9. They finished the quarter 17-3, and then went on to win the game easily in the fourth.
Okay, here's something interesting. I don't know that I've seen. The Streaks called a full timeout, and coming out of the full timeout, St. Anthony called a 30. I don't know that I've seen that.
You see that at the end of a game where and they want to see what the defensive alignment offensive alignment. But, yeah, nobody took
the
floor.
Out on the floor. Yeah, so I guess he had more to say. Huh. Okay, so you're saying Coach Reynolds called a timeout and what?
So Coach Reynolds had called a timeout in the third, Streaks up by 9, and then they went on to finish the quarter with a 17-3 run and run away with it in the fourth.
All right, Claire McHugh at the free throw line.
Well, she's been easily iced by both teams at this point, so we'll see how she shoots them.
Two shots and makes the first. Now she's now 3 of 5 from the free throw line. I guess I kind of see how she scores a lot of points because, one, she gets to the free throw line a lot, but she must have hit them better in the earlier games and missed the second. Rebound, Lauren Livingston.
So see if there's a switch up in the defense here with all that time. You would think that they're still in the man-to-man.
Still in the man-to-man. Now Riley Jenkins pass, knocked into the backcourt and out of bounds. Streaks will inbound.
You know, Riley looked extremely confident in the two games yesterday. I'm not seeing that yet from her in this one because she was making all the right moves yesterday. And right there, all she needed was a pass fake high and go low, and that pass would have been fine. But she seems to be a little bit in her own head at this point.
Kelsey Legg to Lauren Livingston, left baseline outside the three-point arc, out high left side, Lexi Tucker, top of the key to Riley Jenkins. Now left wing goes to Kelsey Legg. She'll fire the 18-footer, rolls off no good, rebound off the hand of Andrea Sampson. Andrea was going one way toward the basket. The ball came off the other way, and she couldn't reel it in. So the Bulldogs will bring it back the other way. 3:44 to play in the first half. 22-19 is the Streaks lead. This is Claire McHugh. Gives way to Sydney Gibson. Now it's Riley Guy, top of the key, Meg Richards, left wing goes to Gibson. Now, come on. Now Andrea Sampson's got called for a foul. The pass was off the mark into the paint. Andrea went up for it, and then Riley Guy went up for it. And because Riley Guy is weighs about 95 pounds, Andrea moved her out of the way a little bit going up for it, but they were both going after the ball, and Andrea got called for the foul.
That's her second. And on that last pass, Gibson catches the ball, and she just
traveled. Yeah, and
kept
right
moving.
There,
yep, she slid the foot that time.
Now, Riley Jenkins, a nice defensive play, tapped it away, but it went out of bounds. I'm surprised they didn't call a foul on that one.
Right.
It was a good play, but the way it's being called so far, I'm surprised it didn't go that way. It's going to go back to St. Anthony, and it'll be McHugh to inbound. 3:28 to play. McHugh to inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. And it comes to Richards, left of the center circle, being guarded by Chloe McCarthy. Richards dribbles left, gives to McHugh on the left wing. She'll go baseline, pulls up, back to Richards. Richards in the paint, swings it to the right side to Guy. Thought about the three. Now dribbles baseline and tries to swing it to the other side to McHugh and Chloe McCarthy there. That pass was had no chance of getting there.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
So Chloe picks it up. The St. Anthony fans wanted a trail on Chloe.
After, three or four times they've gotten away with it. And I'm not even sure she did anyway. Now Riley gets it inside to Deja down the left block, puts it up and in. Good job by Deja. Got it and gathered herself that time. I don't have a problem with the dribble that time because he had to gather herself and get a hold of the ball, put it up with the left hand up and in. First basket for Deja, 24-19 Streaks, 2:42 to play here in the first half. Riley Guy, a runner in the paint, hits the front of the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down. Going to be it. Well, should be. Oh, come on.
Jesus.
Where's the jump ball? Oh, my goodness. Well, Riley Jenkins got called for the foul. Beasley came down with a rebound and basically handed to Riley, and Riley tied her up, and that's now two on Riley Jenkins. So the Streaks now with 16 fouls with 2:33 to play here in the first half, leading 24-19.
You know, the fouls are only 6-4, and which is a close margin, but at the same time, I feel like just about everyone, if not five of the Streak ones, have been ones that shouldn't have been called anyway.
This is right baseline. Guy
three.
Puts up the three off balance and looked like she was falling backwards. I don't know if she was actually trying to draw contact or acting like she did, but she hit the three from the left baseline. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston for three. That's way short. And then it's, the ball is going to hit the end line when it comes down. And it's 24-22 Streaks, 2:10 to play here in the first half. St. Anthony with a chance to tie or take the lead. The ball tapped away by Chloe McCarthy. Guy able to run it down. Now, what was that? A runner from just inside the top of the key, and Kelsey Legg got the rebound. She was standing on the end line.
They didn't catch that either. She definitely got away with one right there as well.
That shot, though, that was wow. Well, Coach Massey said that sometimes they don't care what the shot looks like. They're just trying to throw it up. But there was no way there was going to be contact calling that one. Nobody was anywhere near. Now, nice pass from Riley Jenkins. Lauren Livingston got bumped on the shot and no call. Oh, man. Wow. And she didn't hit anything with it. She got bumped so hard. This is Kinkler with it. Now to McHugh. And that's what Coach Massey's talking to the official about. He's kind of in his ear over on the sideline in a nice, mild way, as Coach Massey does. Now Lauren Livingston knocks it away. And
Lauren's got to be careful there. With how the game's being called right now, she reached in and knocked the ball away. You got to just keep your hands up. You had the girl trapped up. She had nowhere to go with the basketball.
But that's one of the things that's strange, though, so far, because we've had Riley do that and Chloe did it as well, and that they're not calling, which is really surprising with the way they're calling it otherwise. And
right.
I think she may have bailed the girl out on a five-second call, but they haven't been calling that anyway. So, left wing, it's Richards, 1:13 to play. Swings it to Kinklar, right side, right baseline to McHugh outside the three-point arc. Working against Kelsey Legg, goes to the wing, now top of the key to Richards, left wing to Kinkler. Kinkler with it, dribbles, and gets it back over to Repking, and it's stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Streaks with numbers. Riley, Kelsey Legg, left side. Nice bounce for Chloe McCarthy up and in. Great fast break. Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Legg, who bounced it to Chloe McCarthy, who laid it up and in. Six for Chloe, 26-22 Streaks with 42 seconds to play in the half. another near turnover. Repking able to get it. Now McHugh down on the block and lost it. It's going to go out of bounds. Oh!
Yeah, no.
She threw it, though, after it got tapped, I thought. I mean,
I think it was the last touch was by the streaks. I thought I saw a hand on it after it came loose.
Maybe Kelsey got a hand on it. I thought maybe she had forced it through the hand and then thrown it out of bounds. But it's going to go back to St. Anthony with 36.1 to play. McHugh will inbound from the left baseline. Defensive intensity picking up for the streaks now.
Up top.
Inbound comes to Kinkler. Now to McHugh, right baseline, spins and gets to Kinkler. Lucky that pass got through. Deja was right there.
Yeah, Deja's kind of wondering the same thing. It like went through just in the right spot under her arm.
Now it is Gibson with it, top of the key, with 17 seconds to play.
Coach Weidman calling a play here.
Ooh, Chloe got lucky. She got away with one there and knocked it away. Ball goes to the floor.
She's called now.
But at that point, shouldn't it be a jump ball, though, if she didn't call anything else?
She reached over the top. That's why, because Chloe was on the far side of the body of Gibson, and when she reached over the top, she made contact, and I think that's where the foul originated. Plus, you know the official knows he missed the first one.
Exactly,
Any kind of contact there was going to elicit a foul.
First foul on Chloe McCarthy, so this will be a 17th foul, so a chance to win a bonus for Sydney Gibson. Andrea Sampson back in. And let's see. She replaced Kelsey, I guess. 8.7 seconds to play in the half. Streaks lead 26-22. Sydney Gibson at the free throw line. That first one is up and good. She'll get the bonus. She's got five in the game. Make it 26-23.
Coach Massey giving instructions what he wants to do on this upon the streak seeing the ball back.
Second shot for Gibson is up. That one is good as well. No full court pressure. Riley Jenkins will push it for the streaks. 5 seconds to play. Riley on the dribble with four. Ball got knocked away now with two. And Andrea barely got the shot off. It's going to be way short, though. She was not in a good position. But the Streaks have the lead. It's a close one. We're at halftime. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 26, the St. Anthony Bulldogs 24. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk about this one, run down our halftime scoreboard, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Need a place where the whole family can have fun this New Year's Eve? Get your tickets now for the Northgate Lanes Family Fun Time on New Year's Eve from 3 to 7 p.m. It's a fun and affordable way to ring in the new year. One low price gets you shoes, prizes, food, and unlimited bowling. And when you buy early, you save even more. Children 10 and under are $8 in advance or $10 at the door. Adults are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Make this New Year's Eve a night you'll all enjoy. Unlimited bowling and unlimited fun at Northgate Lanes in Galesburg. Stop by and get your tickets now.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith there at Gibson Mattoon High School. The Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs 26-24 at the half. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The first game here this morning had Altamont defeating Decatur St. Teresa 65-54. So Altamont is 3-0 in the tournament so far. And if the Streaks win here, they would be the only other undefeated team in the tournament so far. So the winner of this game will play, the second place team from Pool A. And the loser of this game, and that would be an 8:30 game tonight. The loser of this game, or actually, I don't know, the second place team in this pool, that would be the Streaks if they were. Well, we're not sure yet.
No, because there'd be a lot of two-ones. So, it'd be the
it could be a 7 o'clock game. We're not sure, so we're not going to know till this game's over. The easiest recipe is for the Streaks to get the win, so we know we're playing at 8:30 tonight.
Right,
but otherwise, we don't know. Let's see. Also, it was the Galesburg High boys getting the win this morning over Dunlap. A palindrome score, 74-47 was the final in that one. The boys will be back in action later tonight, a 7 o'clock game. They will take on the Sterling Golden Warriors. A little bit tougher task than Dunlap was this morning. But that game coming up a little bit later on. So, again, the girls will play again later today. We just don't know at what time at this point. So
the Streak boys traveled to Taylorville to essentially play their regional?
Yeah, basically. You got Sterling, you got Dunlap there. Yeah, well, that's happened. Well, because what happened last year, the year before they ended up playing Dunlap four or five times?
I think it was last year.
Yeah,
they played them twice in the tournament.
At that tournament.
Plus
and
they had
a regular season
once
game.
Or twice.
Yeah, and then in the regional as well. So, yeah, and then, you know, and what happens next year when Sterling comes into the conference, it could be the same thing.
Right.
Because you're playing twice in the conference, and they're still going down there, so I don't know if that's going to be something that maybe Coach Mike Reynolds is going to take a look at and say, hey, you know what, we don't want to play them that many times. So,
right.
But so anyway, Streaks lead it here. They were up 17-13 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 11-9 in that second quarter and lead 26-24 here at halftime. And, you know, this game so far, Eric, just the Streaks have not gotten into a flow. And I was kind of thinking, and I talked with Coach Massey in the pregame, well, with this really aggressive defense, this is your opportunity to get a lot of good backdoors. But the Streaks just haven't handled the pressure that well in the half court.
Well, that, and I think what St. Anthony's doing a good job at is they're giving up those backdoors, but they're also keeping somebody home in the near side post. What they need to start looking at is that weak side post, because that's being left wide open a lot of the time because of how they're overplaying the defense. And you just got to see it. I mean, you got to see what they're giving you. And right now it seems like the Streaks aren't seeing that. And a lot of passes are getting tipped or deflected. And you know, that's one thing. And then on the defensive end, you're going to get called for a lot of ticky-tack fouls. That's evident. So going into this second half, you got to kind of tell the girls, hey, just stay straight up, do what you can. If you're called for the foul, that's fine. But don't be overly aggressive in the paint, because that's where they're calling it.
Yeah, and we shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't let it bother me, because it's, you know, every year we been down there, there's at least one game you feel like you're watching Hoosiers.
Yeah.
You know, that's just way. It's a completely different thing in Southern Illinois, and we're the war of northern aggression, I guess, coming down there. I don't know what it is going on, but anyway, we're at halftime. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 26-24. We'll come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
It's the big end-of-year sale at Planet Fitness. For just $1 down and $10 a month, you'll get tons of equipment, free fitness training, and a totally comfortable place to go at your own pace. Get all this for just $1 down and $10 a month. This big deal is kinda a big deal. Don't miss it. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
Join in Galesburg next to Yim Chevrolet. Hurry, this offer ends Friday, December 28th.
The forecast from the laser, cloudy today, chance of flurries this afternoon, a high of 33, low of 21 tonight. For the weekend, some sunshine tomorrow, high of 30, low of 20 tomorrow night. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 40. A chance of snow overnight Sunday night into Monday. A chance of rain and snow mixed on Monday. Right now, it's 29 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, the laser.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the laser.
Halftime at Mattoon. Tom Erdith here. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streets lead the Bulldogs from Effingham St. Anthony 26-24. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. Streets led by Andrea Sampson's 9 points on 3 three-pointers. 6 points for Chloe McCarthy on 3 baskets. 4 points for Riley Jenkins on a basket. 2 for 3 from the line. 3 points for Kelsey Legg on a three-pointer to start the game. 2 points for Deja Range on a basket. 2 for Lauren Livingston on 2 for 2 from the line. The Streaks, 4 three-pointers, 4 for 5 from the line. Claire McHugh, 9 points for St. Anthony on 3 baskets and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Sydney Gibson on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 for Meg Richards on a basket and a couple of free throws. 3 for Riley Guy on a 3, 2 for Shea Kinkler. 1 three-pointer, 7 for 10 from the free throw line.
Let's see how the Streaks come out in this one. 5 turnovers in that first half for St. Anthony, 7 for the Streaks. Streaks were out-rebounded 13-12, but they had a rebounding advantage of 3-2 on the offensive end.
Oh, my goodness.
And we get a
push right away. Riley Jenkins called for the foul. That is her third foul.
Yeah.
Wow.
St. Anthony, 8 of 19 from the field in that first half. Streaks were 9 of 21.
Well, the only other person with more than one, Andrea Sampson, has 2 fouls. But now Riley Jenkins with 3 fouls. Right wing, Kinkler.
Well, 2/3 of our starting backcourt's in trouble.
That is true. This is Kinkler, top of the key. Right wing to McHugh. Puts up a 15-footer. That's short. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Now it's Chloe McCarthy. Left wing, it goes to Kelsey Legg. Yeah. Tried to get to Chloe on the give and go. Got knocked away.
No!
And it got Chloe had tapped it, but I think it was Abby Repking tapped it after that. And they're going to give the ball back to St. Anthony.
This guy's terrible. I don't even think he's watching the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because that was right in front of him.
Yeah. Wow. So the
Chloe didn't even anyway.
Well, that's what we get down here. This is Rep King to Richards. She's got a tab of the key. Hands off to McHugh. McHugh out high right side to Kinkler. Kinkler pulls it out, working against Andrea Sampson. Spins at the right elbow, throws up a 10-footer, no good. But Rep King down with a rebound. And the Streaks can't be giving those up. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're great athletes out jumping us. Kinkler with a 3 right wing, no good. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Her outlet pass got tapped away, but Riley Jenkins able to run it down. She'll bring it down and set up for the Streaks. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Backdoor, Kelsey Legg, right side, lays it up. Got fouled, no call. Deja with a rebound put back.
Good job by Deja to follow that one. She's trying to figure out what offense the Streaks were running. They had 3 players in one area out here, but they were just setting up that backdoor cut on the other side.
28-24 Streaks, 6:26 to play now. McHugh drives down the right side. She puts it up and in. She's got 11.
Nice finger roll.
Make it 28-26 Streaks. Out high right side, Andrea Sampson between the circles, Chloe McCarthy. And Chloe just carried it and they didn't call it. How'd they miss that one? Now it's Andrea Sampson between the circles. Riley Jenkins left wing, she'll fire the three. Good! That is her first 3 of the ball game. Second basket, she's got 7.
It's only her third attempt.
31-26 Streaks with under 6 minutes to play third quarter. Well, maybe that'll help get the Streaks going a little bit. out high left side. This is Gibson with it, working against Riley Jenkins. And I thought they would just go to the basket against her since she's got three fouls.
I would.
Yeah. Kinkler with it, left side, fires an 18-footer. That's no good. Rebound, Kelsey Legg gets sandwiched. Hey,
wow,
they're going to call
a
foul. Look at that. And look at the St. Anthony player. It's Gibson looking like, what? And she gets called for the foul. That is her second.
I was called against the Bulldogs.
She's the first one of their players with more than one foul. 31-26 streaks, 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side to Deja Range on the right wing to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Now Riley Jenkins has it out high left side to Andrea Sampson, right wing, fires a three,
ooh,
bounces off and bounces again, no good. Deja skies for the rebound, and now, oh, man, the official looked and looked again and then, like, jump ball. Fortunately for the streaks, the possession are poised their way.
Man, wow. I thought that one was right on, too,
yeah,
by Andrea. It,
yep,
looked good from our angle.
And even on the bounce, I thought maybe it was going to fall through. Kelsey Legg inbounds to Chloe McCarthy out near midcourt. Chloe gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley down the right side lane, gets bumped, no call. Kicks out to Andrea, right baseline for three. Oh, thought that was in, too, and Riley taps. What?
What?
What did he call? He called a carry. Nobody. All,
no,
Riley,
I think what he's saying is she never established herself back in bounds before she touched,
oh,
the ball.
Okay. But
that's impossible.
She, yeah,
she doesn't jump that far.
No, she ran like at least two steps if she had even come from out of bounds. I don't know. Wow. Anyway, the ball went back to St. Anthony.
Well, I've never seen that call when she was clearly in bounds.
Streaks ball is, I'm not sure if that was a pass or a shot that Kinkler did, but Deja tapped, and then fortunately they called it because Repking tapped it afterwards. And
I'm still boggled by this call down here because,
yeah,
I don't understand. She was clearly reestablished in bounce. She can touch the basketball once she,
yeah,
wasn't the last one to touch it before it went up.
And she didn't go out of bounds to avoid to try to get around.
Well, and that's a technical.
Anybody.
If it, yeah, if that's what he's calling, it's a technical.
Lexi Tucker in. She gives way to Riley Jenkins.
Holy cow.
Hey.
We got a call away from the ball on Richards.
I was called against the Bulldogs. Number,
well,
22, Meg,
hey, maybe Coach Massey's conversations are helping out now. First foul on Richards here in the second half. But then again, it was early in the game.
And we're going to get a foul on the streaks. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay, so now we're going to have conflicting officials here.
Wow, that's going against Chloe. So basically what happened was the streaks tried to run their play. The defensive players just kind of pushed into the way of both players. And because Chloe tried to bust through the middle of them, she got called for a push.
Wow, so a makeup call when there didn't need to be a makeup call. Right, yes, wing, this is Richards. Top of the key, McHugh drives down, puts a shot up, five-footer, bounces off, no good. Rebound to Riley Jenkins. Streaks did a great job. They all step back and put their hands up and hope to not get called for a foul. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Swing it to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Lost a handle. She got hit across the
I know, I think
face
she,
or something. Or I don't know
I
what
think
happened.
She rolled her ankle because,
oh, okay,
she's picking it up.
Now Riley down the left side lane, gets hammered, falls to the floor.
Oh, there,
oh, there
we go.
The official down on the baseline wasn't going to call it. Now the official I hear, finally, he blew the whistle, and I thought he was just going to say the ball was out of bounds, but he called the foul, and it goes on.
The guy with the late whistle.
So when McHugh picks up her second foul, so Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line. And their coach is complaining about that call. Are you kidding me? She got bumped as soon as she went up. So Riley at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 7 points in the game. First one is up and good. She's 3 for 4 here this morning. Is this still morning, isn't it? Yeah.
It just it kills me because he waited to blow the whistle until it was almost turning back the other way.
Second shot up and good as well. So 9 for Riley, make it 33-26 streaks, 4:03 to play, third quarter. This is Gibson with it, right wing. Gives it out high to Guy, now left wing to Richards. Richards on the dribble, penetrates. Nice dump underneath to Guy, but she shot it too far into the basket, but the ball bounces out and at the free throw line should have been a
travel.
Oh, we're going to get a foul instead of a traveler.
No, oh, timeout.
Oh,
I don't know how
that
is. She clearly traveled. She rolled with the ball.
Wow. Unbelievable. So he gives him a 30-second timeout. Wow. All right. So thanks to
we need a second to collect our,
yeah,
thoughts.
Wow. Galesburg Nissan provides our transportation all streaks road games and driving a 2017 pre-owned Nissan Murano. Very nice, under 25,000 miles on it. And it comes with a pro-certified lifetime warranty, as all Galesburg Nissan vehicles do if they're less than 5 years old. and they're 5 years older, newer, less than 100,000 miles. So this is new vehicles. This is pre-owned vehicles. And so check this one out. Unlimited time, unlimited miles, no cost to you. And also, you got to check out their year-end clearance sale. 2018, brand new 2018 is going, but also great deals, not only on those, but brand new 2019 Nissans on the lot. A whole bunch of Rogues on the lot as a shot missed by Richards down underneath Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Left wing now, Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. And she'll reset the offense.
Well, I think she wants Riley to – oh, maybe not.
Well, now she'll dribble right, goes to the wing. Now baseline, Andrea in, kicks it over to Chloe McCarthy for three. Left wing, good!
Wow. That's a 3-32.
Chloe with nine. And make it 36-26, biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks,
yeah,
with 3:07 to play here in the third quarter. This is Gibson with it, working against Lauren Livingston, who's in. Right wing goes to Guy. She'll fire the three-pointer, and ooh, in and out, no good. Lexi Tucker with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Streaks on the run. Riley left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston. Lauren dribbles right and getting pushed by Guy. Now top of the key to Lexi Tucker. Out high left side, it's Andrea Sampson to Riley Jenkins. Out high left side, she'll fire the wide open three. Go!
Oh, now the Streaks feeling it.
And now a timeout, full timeout called by St. Anthony head coach Bart Weedman. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead 39-26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can GHS be Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the laser.
2:34 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks were up 28-24. Now they are actually they were up 28-26, weren't they? Now
yes.
They are up 39-26.
Yep, 11-0 run.
As a couple of three-pointers by Riley Jenkins, one from Chloe McCarthy as well. A couple of free throws from Riley, a basket by Deja Range in there as well, and the Streaks are in control so far. We'll see what how things go.
Kind of surprised Coach Massey didn't come out with a press here just to throw them off a little bit.
Kelsey Legg, Riley Jenkins, Deja Range, Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevenson in for the Streaks. This is Kinkler with it, left side, or right side rather. Swings over to the left side of McHugh, left wing, it goes to Guy. Guy dribbles right, gives it to Kinkler out high right side, now to McHugh on the right wing. She's being guarded by Kelsey Legg. McHugh fakes left, goes right to the baseline. Kelsey cuts her off. And now her pass is stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, left side, leans in, puts it up. And again, got bumped, no call. Lauren Livingston there for the rebound. Can't get the put back. Now the ball gets tapped around. Lauren comes down with it. Chelsea Stevenson to Riley Jenkins. Right wing for three. Short. And this time the rebound comes to Guy.
And a good job of Deja to hold up there and not try to reach for the ball. She just kind of put her hands in the air and just tried to stand still.
Well, plus, I think she lost her balance and kind of run into Guy and didn't want to knock her over. She was trying to hold herself back without pushing off of Guy to hold herself up. Left baseline, Kinkler outside the three-point arc for St. Anthony. Unfortunately, the Streaks couldn't get it done there. Now they tried the little pick and roll, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Eight turnovers now for St. Anthony, three in the quarter.
Beasley not able to hold on. Minute 30 to play here in the third. Streaks with a 39-26 lead. Lauren Livingston between the circles. Tab of the key to Deja Range. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Bounces for Lauren Livingston down on the left block. Spins toward the baseline. Puts it up. Can't hit. Rebound comes down, and she tied Beasley up momentarily there. And Beasley able to pull it away. Some games we've seen that called a jump ball.
Oh, my
that
God.
Quickly.
Lots of games.
Most of them this year, it seems like. But not this time. And I have no problem with that one not being called. She got her hands on it, but Beasley ripped it away immediately. Kinkler, near steal by Chelsea Stevenson. Then she finally somehow got her dribble back, then dribbled it off her foot, and somehow McHugh ran it down. McHugh with it between the circles to Kinkler, right wing. McHugh looks a little winded now.
Yeah, she does. Well, and they haven't had her handling the ball either.
No.
They had her throwing it in.
She's got it top of the key, puts it up from the left elbow, 15-footer up and good. Didn't affect her shot at all. She's got 13, make it 39-28 Streaks, 34 seconds to play here in the third. Streaks with the lead and the basketball. Looks like they'll work for one. Kelsey Legg has it out near midcourt left side with 24 to play.
It's being counted.
And hands off to Riley Jenkins left of the center circle with 19. Riley dribbles right with 16. Now with 14.
They were counting on a closer one.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't
understand.
When
Kelsey had the ball, and now
Riley with 6 seconds of play. She'll trigger. Picks up, looks for help, swings it over to Lauren Livingston. She'll pull up with a 17-footer, banks it in at the buzzer. Nice job by Lauren Livingston. Nice, she's got a nice jump shot. Gets up in the air and puts it up and in. First basket, 4 points. It's Galesburg 41, St. Anthony 28. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tis the season of savings.
Toyota-thon.
It's not scary like a python or grueling like a marathon. It won't hurt your neck like a telethon. It's just the best deals of the year on the most reputable vehicles on the road.
Toyota-thon.
It's a solar eclipse of the car buying business. When inventory levels are high, factory incentives are off the charts, and when they converge, you get the absolute best deals of the year. And on top of that, at Galesburg Toyota, we're having an end-of-the-year inventory sell-down. We're clearing this lot one way or the other. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
8 minutes to play here at Mattoon. The Galesburg Silver Streak leading the St. Anthony Bulldogs 41-28. They outscored St. Anthony 15-4 in the third quarter. St. Anthony with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Kinkler on the dribble, left wing, gets into the paint, kicks it down to the right baseline to Guy. Guy steps back, fires it from about 18, missed it. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across and set the offense. Being guarded by McHugh. Riley directing some traffic. Gives way to Chloe McCarthy. Starters back in for the Streaks. Now Deja, top of the key.
She missed Kelsey.
Left wing, Riley Jenkins for three. In and out, no good. Deja with the offensive rebound. Leans it up off the glass and got it. Nice, strong move. Deja Range, the offensive rebound. Took some contact going up and put it up and in. 43-28 Streaks. McHugh with it on the dribble, crosses over, goes to the free throw line. Now, instead of taking the shot, kicked it out to Guy for the three-pointer on the left wing. Missed it, bounces twice, and Deja skies for the rebound, but got knocked to the floor, and it's going to go back to St. Anthony's. They said it went off the Streaks last. It'll be McHugh to inbound from the right baseline.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Deja was in good spot there, just couldn't keep her feet. I think if she keeps her feet, she gets that rebound.
Kinkler for three, missed that one. Unfortunately, nobody there for the rebound for the Streaks as it was Gibson airballed up from about 5 feet on the left side, and Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Riley Jenkins to Deja Range, right wing, out high right side. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key to Riley Jenkins. Now right wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson, bouncing for Chloe McCarthy, got knocked
over
away.
The top.
Now, no call. Chloe able to get the ball back, but they didn't call the foul as Kinkler had a hold of her over her shoulder. And that official looked at the other one like, well, I'm not going to call it. Now down to Deja on the left block. Got too far under. Gets her own rebound there. Actually got tapped around. Deja comes up with it. Streaks will reset.
Deja, 9 rebounds now.
6:25 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 43-28. Deja out high right side. Nice backdoor pass. Kelsey Legg puts it up and in. Got bumped from behind. Nice look from Deja Range. Gets it to Kelsey Legg. She put it up and in. Took the contact. She'll go to the free throw line. Riley Guy with a foul. And that's now 14 fouls on St. Anthony here in the second half. So Kelsey Legg to the free throw line with one shot. Hit a three to start the game, start the scoring for the Streaks. She's got 5 and make it 6 as she hits the free throw. 46-28 Streaks with 6:13 to play. McHugh gets to Guy on the left baseline, goes to the wing, spins back to the baseline, picks up, looks for help. And are we going to get a 5 call? Nope.
Now, timeout.
Timeout call. Well, I don't know why he bothered because they haven't called that 5-second call yet in this game. And this is a 30? Nope, full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:01 to play in the ball game. It's the Streaks 46, St. Anthony 28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
6:01 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs 46-28 after outscoring them 15-4 in the third quarter. Streaks have come out, a couple of baskets. Kelsey Lake with a traditional three-point play. Got the contact and hit the free throw as well.
Well, it seems like Coach Massey during the halftime was able to refocus the girls. They haven't really changed a whole lot as far as the actual play goes, but you know they just seem to be refocused and know what they're looking for now.
Kinkler, 17-footer, left side, no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound, gets fouled and got pushed, and they didn't call. She's able to get the ball back from Guy, now gets it off to Chloe McCarthy. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now Riley has it out high on the left side.
Well, and Riley, since halftime, seems to be playing with a little bit more oomph to her game. As in the first half, it seemed like she was kind of floating through. She's taking control a little bit more here in the third quarter.
Well, Coach had an awfully long conversation with them at halftime. They did not come back out till there was, what, about a
2 minutes?
2 minutes on the clock or so.
Maybe even less.
Usually they're out way quicker than that. But the coaches stood outside and talked for quite a while, too, before they even went in. Chloe McCarthy with it. Streaks running a little bit of clock here. Riley Jenkins with it, maybe trying to help get him in foul trouble or something.
I think they're just they're in a 1-3-1,
oh,
and they're sitting
okay.
Back in the 1-3-1.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. I don't understand why teams play the 1-3-1 like this because yeah. I think it's pointless. The whole point of the 1-3-1 is to be an attacking, trapping defense.
Well, yeah, and you're down by 18.
Right.
So why? Why you go to a zone now? Trying to throw
now
us off.
Now they're going man-to-man.
Okay, now they switch, and that's what the Streaks were looking for. Pull them out of the zone. Andrea drives right baseline, 15-footer. She got hammered, no call, but Deja with another rebound, lost her balance and got it, able to tap it to Kelsey Legg. 10 rebounds for Deja Range. You do count that as a rebound, don't you?
I did not, because she never hit possession.
Okay, I thought she had this, she was able to tap it to Kelsey. Okay, we'll take that one away. She'll get her 10, though.
She will. you have to be able to come down. It's like the catch in football.
Right, okay,
you have
it.
To show possession.
Andrea Sampson on the dribble gets bumped. I mean,
she bobbled it, and then it rolled away from her. I didn't think she actually tapped it.
But that shot that Andrea had, now
ooh.
McHugh just reached out and grabs Riley, and that should be an intentional foul.
He's but, clearing the bench.
Oh, okay. Well, Coach Weedman, I guess he wanted her to foul to stop the clock. So he brings but still, again, as a rule, she wasn't going for the ball. She just grabbed her jersey to stop the clock. So it should be an intentional foul, but they're not going to call it that way. That's the third foul on McHugh.
I'm actually surprised Coach Weedman's conceding this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you're down by 18, but there's still four-some minutes left to go.
We almost felt like he was conceding when he dropped into a 1-3-1 zone when he was down 18 and not kind of, like you said, not coming out and trapping. Right baseline, Andrea Sampson gives out to Chloe McCarthy. Now left side, it's Kelsey Legg, and she gets called for the travel. She went to drive in, and yeah. So the Streaks turn it over with under 4 minutes to play here as Lexi Tucker checks in. She replaced Deja Range. Kaylee Miller here seeing
first
her first
appearance.
Action down here. Yeah, she didn't. She wasn't dressed yesterday for that. I think she was there on the bench. I'm not sure. Maybe she wasn't even here. I thought she was maybe on the bench, but Kaylee Miller in. She's dressed today. She'll get her first playing time of the tournament. And Lauren Livingston back in for the Streaks.
Yeah, Chloe McCarthy will come out.
So Andrea Sampson and Riley Jenkins still in there for the time being for the Streaks. For ball handling purposes.
But
for St. Anthony, that is Izzy Hackman. Missed the shot. Long rebound to Andrea Sampson.
I almost wonder if Coach Massey's just making sure that the starters aren't going to make a surprise reappearance here.
Yeah. And there's still aggressive defense from St. Anthony. They get one of their fans yells, got to be five, which is true, but they're not calling the five.
Right. They haven't called it all night.
The Streaks turned it over
morning.
Anyway. Yeah. I keep wanting to say afternoon. You said night, but it still wasn't just 11. Yeah. A little bit after 11 o'clock,
even
I know.
Noon yet.
All right, top of the key. This is Elizabeth Cabas. Is that what we said
yep,
it was?
Cabas.
Rebound Lauren Livingston for the Streaks.
They had a number of players on their roster that aren't here with them today.
Andrea Sampson lines up for three right wing. Can't hit that one. Rebound tapped. And it's finally a ball run down by Kaylee Miller. Lauren Livingston has it. Now to Lexi Tucker, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Thought about pulling the trigger on another three, didn't do it. Andrea needs to get at least a two-pointer here to keep her 11-point average going here in the tournament. She had 11 the first two games.
I don't think she's going to get it because the subs are coming in now.
And, yep, they're going to replace those that have gotten some playing time as Andrea Sampson comes out, Lexi Tucker and Lauren Livingston in, Grace Nelson, Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins out as well. Arleta Brown in as well for the Streaks. 2:37 to play. Streaks lead 46-28. Kaylee Miller inbound, and it comes to Grace Nelson, the freshman, on the dribble right side, gives to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Now it's Grace Nelson out high right side, back to Chelsea on the right wing. Got bumped, no call. Now to Grace Nelson. Grace has it out right side, picks it up, and gives to Audrey Peck on the right wing. Top of the key, Arleta Brown, back to Grace Nelson on high left side. Back to a pass, Audrey Peck turns, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Audrey Peck, the recipient, her first basket. 20-point lead for the Streaks, 48-28 with 2:12 to play. Near steal, the ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Good job by Kaylee Miller jumping in there as it was Hackman that had lost control of it. And now we're going to have Abby Davidson and
Abby Endoff
in, and they'll give Chelsea Stevenson and Audrey Peck a break. Well, Audrey got her basket. She can get a break now.
Abby Endoff, first appearance, and she had that great first game.
Yeah, the opening game here.
She had, what, 13 points,
including a three-pointer, and shot the ball extremely well in that game. Abby Davidson with it, gives to Grace Nelson out high right side. Abby Endoff between the circles. Now it's Abby Davidson. Back to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Picks up, looks for help.
Now sometimes, we didn't mention it at the beginning of this possession, but they came out in a press.
Now a nice look underneath. Arleta Brown couldn't get it to fall. Ball's loose, and coming away with it is Taylor Beasley for
They came out on a press, and a lot of coaches don't like when the bench comes in and presses because it's kind of like, okay, well, we've gone to our bench players. You know, let's
travel there on Hackman. Izzy Hackman took an extra step, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
10 turnovers.
I mean, I have no problem. They're still very aggressive defensively in the half court. I have no problem with that because that's just the way they play. But, yeah, here they are pressing again. Now they still haven't dropped back. Kind of a token pressure this time. Grace Nelson across midcourt right side. 1:14 to play. Goes to the baseline. Nice give and go to
Arleta Brown.
Passes a bounces it for Abby Davidson. 10-footer a little bit short on that.
Good
nice
pass,
movement,
though,
yeah.
from Arleta Brown. I mean, she saw Abby Davidson had a better shot than her, and she just dropped the bounce pass off to her.
Under a minute to play. Streaks with a 48-28 lead. And they will go to a late game tonight, an 8:30 scheduled start. Might be even a little bit later than that. We'll see. Ball tapped away by Abby Endoff, and it's going to go off the Streaks. Last as Abby Davidson couldn't corral it with 45.9 to play, 48-28, the Galesburg lead. Inbound pass comes to Hackman. Five-footer left baseline up and good for Izzy Hackman.
Well, and the other thing is the Streaks are going to keep them under the 40-point average they had going.
Yep. Grace Nelson down the left side, scoops it up with the left hand, can't hit. Rebound off the hands of Abby Davidson. It's going to go back to St. Anthony. Nearly was able to corral that one, but I think it got tapped by Ada Rosine, and Abby not able to hang on. 24 seconds to play. This is Kate Hartke. Now Hackman, left baseline it goes. I can't even see the number. Let's see, that's Elizabeth Cabas. Hackman, now on the right wing, it goes to Rosine, misses a shot, and rebound goes to the floor, and tapped out, and time runs out, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks are in the championship bracket as they defeat St. Anthony. 48-30 is the final score. Streaks with a win, so they'll play a late game tonight. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 48-30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Save time when you buy online at yemauto.com. This is Sarah Yem. Buying your next new vehicle at Yem has never been easier. Skip the paperwork. Save time at the dealership by doing the work from home at yemauto.com. With FastPass at yemauto.com, you can value your trade, personalize payments, or pre-qualify for credit. Save time by buying online. Structure your deal today by using FastPass at yemauto.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. Think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, it ruins eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. Hulu with live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this morning, 48-30, the final score over the Bulldogs from Effingham, St. Anthony. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back here at Mattoon. Streaks moving to a late game tonight. With a win would put them back into the championship game again. Every year they've been here, we're 5 years running, we played in the championship. We've only lost that game one time. That was in 2016. So the Streaks on the verge of doing that once again. So the Streaks with a win here, 48-30. So they've held their opponents to, 40 points apiece the first two games, then 30 in, yeah. In this game. So Streaks have played well defensively here. As Coach Massey making his way our direction, we'll have a word with him coming up momentarily. So again, not the same offensive output for the Streaks today, but a pretty good defensive team they face. A lot of pressure in the man-to-man, which they knew that's what they were going to get in this game here this morning.
Well, and I think the offensive output really picked up in the second half. It was almost like the Streaks finally started to see what they were missing there in that first half, the openings. And they, you know, they hit shots, and sometimes that's the easiest key to opening up the offense is just hitting some shots.
Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. As we're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Coach, first off, congratulations on the victory. My goodness, defensively, you gave up three baskets in the second half. That was it. Oh, hold on. Let's see. I got something not turned on right here. Well, that says it's on.
Yeah, mute.
Oh, there we go. How about that? There we go. Okay. There we go. All right.
So. Yeah, and even bigger was no free throws.
Yeah.
That in the first half,
I'm not sure they had maybe a dozen attempts.
I had them 7 for 10, I think, in that first half. Yeah.
But which, we were, you know, yeah. Unusual. I mean, they spread it out, an unusual style where what they clearly are going to say is let's be aggressive and get to the foul line. And in the first half, we were tired and we cooperated. In the second half, we cleaned that up and a much different result.
Well, I'd say a little bit longer conversation at halftime than you normally have. Was it about intensity level or just?
Yeah, some of that. We thought transition offense to defense to offense, that we were just jogging, and we can't do that. Defensively, they scored some where what we did is like the junior high defense of where at midcourt we see, well, here's my man right next to me, and we don't look up the floor and see there's two people down there. And so, like, one time Riley drove to the basket, and no one ended up ran back to cover her person at all. And so we talked about some of that with it. And I thought offensively, their pressure on us defensively, I didn't think we really we handled their defensive pressure as well as could early. I thought we did. And then we got to a point where I thought we just were very careless with the ball.
You know, you talked about you knew what they were going to do in the pregame and what you just said, that, you know, that their goal is to try to get fouls and get to the foul line. And some of the shots, that they don't care what the shot looks like or if it's going to go in, it looks like. And the unfortunate thing was early, some of those kind of shots that they weren't getting fouled on actually were going in for them a few times.
Yeah, and but I, again, you know, Deja did a nice job on the boards and others did. I thought Lexi Tucker came in and was nice for us as a post player. So it was a good effort.
Yeah, and I really thought defensively, knowing what they were doing, I thought your girls did a good job of trying to avoid, because there were some times we thought they did avoid and the whistle blew anyway. But I thought they really did a good job of just playing good defense without the reaching and going after the ball.
Yeah, I thought pretty good. I thought it was a little touchy in the first half where Andrea and Riley both picked up their second foul. And it was big. We got them through the half with just the two fouls, but then Riley comes out in the first 10 seconds and gets a third foul, and that becomes a concern because we realize, you know, our team's going to be a lot different without her, you know, running the point.
Well, back in a situation where you could get yourself in a championship game again. You'll play the late one tonight at 8:30. That's the one you were hoping for, and I guess we're not going to know for a couple of hours at least who we're going to play tonight, because it goes, you know, they're could be several teams from that pool with 2-1 records, and then it'll come down to points given up defensively. So how do you kind of prepare for what happens tonight?
Yeah, well, I would assume that we would be playing Mattoon.
Okay.
That they're 1-1, and they're playing Salem, and Salem is 0-2 in it, and I think 2-12 on the year or something.
Okay.
So my assumption is they'll win it and be the second one. And they you know, it's looking at it, I think probably Ultimate is a notch. You know, probably if you looked at everybody on paper, Ultimate is a notch above the rest of us. And they, with virtually the same lineup, they beat us by 10 last year here. So they would be, a tough matchup. But my guess is, you know, and if anything could happen, but I probably be only wins this game right now that's being played, that only will play Altamont in one semifinal, and then we'll play Mattoon in the other one. And, you know, hopefully, we keep playing the way we are right now.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it 48-30, the final score. We will come back and talk more about this one, run down our postgame stats, also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about 1 million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Streaks win it here this morning by a final of 48-30 over Effingham St. Anthony. 3-0 here in the tournament, now 11-5 on the season. They'll play a late game tonight at, 8:30 scheduled tip-off. It depends on how things run. It'll be the last game of the night, so they may get a little bit behind. But as of right now, we would take the air at about right about 8:10 here for that game tonight. And I'm going to have to figure out that one. We may, because of the boys, I believe they have a 7 o'clock game tonight. We may be late enough that, depending on how late they're running, that maybe we'll be able to get the whole thing in here on WGIL, or maybe most, if not all of it. So we'll get that part figured out and let you know what's happening with that. So the Streaks win it here. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. For the Streaks, they were led by Riley Jenkins with 12 points. She hit a couple of threes, crucial there in the third quarter. Also a 2-4-for-5 from the free throw line. 9 points apiece for Andrea Sampson and Chloe McCarthy. Andrea with 3 3-pointers in the first half. Chloe with 3 and 3 2-pointers. 6 points for Deja Range, and she had 3 baskets. 4 points for Lauren Livingston on a basket. 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Audrey Peck on a basket late in the game. The Streaks, 7 threes in the game, and the one thing they hadn't done that well down here was shoot from the free throw line. 7 for 8 in this game. For St. Anthony, Claire McHugh, their leading scorer, 13 points, 5 baskets, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Sydney Gibson on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Meg Richards on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Riley Guy on a 3 in the second quarter. 2 points apiece for Izzy Hackman and Shay Kinkler, each on a basket. 1 3-pointer in the game, 7 for 10 from the line, but that was all in the first half. They had 3 baskets in the second half is all.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenal performance in that second half by the Streaks, outscoring them 22-6. I mean, I was keeping track of our run, and we were pretty much on the run the entire second half. There was a brief spurt of an 11-0 run, but 10 turnovers for each team. Streaks out rebounded St. Anthony 31-23. Shooting-wise, St. Anthony was 11 of 38, 1 of 7 from downtown. Streaks were 17 of 42, 7 of 21 from downtown, so another good three-point performance by the Streaks. In addition to the scoring Tom told you about, we have Deja Range had 9 rebounds and 1 assist. Lauren Livingston had 6 rebounds and 1 assist. Chloe McCarthy had 1 rebound and 2 steals. Lexi Tucker had 3 boards. Andrea Sampson, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Kaylee Miller had 1 rebound. Grace Nelson had 1 assist. Riley Jenkins, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. And Kelsey Legg, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. So, not the prettiest of games from the Streaks, but I would say that second half was pretty impressive.
Well, and honestly, they're kind of a team that makes it look like an ugly game also, the way they defend and whatnot. But Streaks come out with a victory. That's what matters. 48-30, the final score. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
It's the big end-of-year sale at Planet Fitness. For just $1 down and $10 a month, you'll get tons of equipment, free fitness training, and a totally comfortable place to go at your own pace. Get all this for just $1 down and $10 a month. This big deal is kinda a big deal. Don't miss it. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
Join in Galesburg next to Yim Chevrolet. Hurry, this offer ends Friday, December 28th.
See club for details.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Streets win it, 48-30 the final score over the St. Anthony Bulldogs. Tom Erdith there, Gibson Mattoon High School. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This, again, was kind of an ugly game, and we just weren't sure where it was going to go, and finally the Streets able to pull away. I mean, you could argue a big third quarter, Riley Jenkins with a couple of threes and a couple of free throws, a big three for Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg with a traditional three-point play in that fourth quarter as well. But I think one of the things that, Coach, we talked about in the pregame and the postgame, the way they play, trying to get to the free throw line and trying to draw fouls, and I thought this young lady just did a great job defensively and rebounding, mostly added 6 points on top of it, but just did a great job defensively because she's one that gets in foul trouble sometimes and was able to avoid that in a game where they were really calling it tight under the basket and calling a lot of fouls, even sometimes when there wasn't contact.
Yeah, we're going to go with Deja Range. Deja finishes with 6 points, one assist, but she had 9 rebounds and just did a great job on the board end of things. She ended up with 4 of those 9 being offensive, and you know, it's just one of those things, Tom, where I think that although Deja doesn't have the size, you know, that some girls we see throughout the season, she's one of those that really works hard underneath the glass, and you know, like you said, there was a lot of touch fouls being called, and she did a good job to avoid getting into that scrum, because you know, we lose Deja, and the way she's been rebounding in this tournament, it would have been a huge loss for the Streets.
So Deja Range with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streets with a victory, 48-30 was the final score as they defeat Effingham St. Anthony. The Streets are now 11-5 on the season. Well, that's going to wrap up this portion of it. We'll be back a little bit later on tonight, sometime after 8 o'clock, 8:30 scheduled game. And we may be a little bit later than that. We won't know. Game once again here, which would be a 4:30 game tomorrow afternoon, which we like the fact that that's changed instead of a late game 8:30 on Saturday night. But I'm hoping, I'm guessing they did that for our benefit since we come down here and get in the championship game every year. It's like, yeah, let's move things up.
So it might be for their benefit too, so that they have the rest of their day.
That could be too. All right, so the Streaks win it, 48-30 is the final score. That's going to wrap things up here from Mattoon for Eric Gibson, Tom Erdis saying good afternoon from Mattoon.